This is Jay Nemro, and you're listening to... What are you listening to? You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. And, I've got quite a bit to report, honestly. There's been some changes around, and I need to record those changes. I'm working on several things. In Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith, I'll talk about a few of them. The other ones I will save for... I'll save for later to do in a Life Autistic. But for this one, it has to do with Godsend, what was Godsend. I've been toying with, for a time, something that, for a while, I called the Salvation Code. It was kind of a ASCII art representation of God's plan for happiness. He's called God's plan for happiness in 10 simple symbols. That was kind of its long name. I called the Salvation Code for a while. Worked around a little bit. Because I want to come up with something that would work on the internet better. And I really came up with something I liked. So, I kind of let that go. Now I'm, I've made some changes to Godsend. The working title now is called Navigium. Now that doesn't immediately set you off to what exactly it's about. What it is oops, oh, I'm gonna miss my turn. Whoa, made it. Okay. This all has to do with the Navigator. We decided that in Godsend, we had always had a character called the Navigator for quite some time, probably for about the last 4, maybe 5 years. And always been kind of an interesting character. I always kind of considered it to be kind of Christ-like, but I was having problems integrating that into the story. But it was important to me to try to make the Navigator more a bigger part of it, because it is your Christ figure. It is Christ, for lack of a better term. I guess he will reveal himself at the very end. And we'll know who he is. You know, there'll always be suspicions of it, but then I guess you see the prints in the hands, and this lets you know that that's who this is, or at least lets the reader know. The other people really don't have a clue. Might make mention of these wounds in his hands, but it won't be anything. You know, he'll probably make some vague statement regarding that. Anyway, so I started trying to integrate these things in, and how to have the Salvation Code in this. And I guess I've been kind of pulling that together for about a year. You know, I've been working on and off on these things. And And things are starting to mesh a little bit better with a few of the changes. Not that the storyline's changed at all. I don't think it's changed, period. But this whole... These new elements have gone a long way toward making the whole thing work a little bit better. So I changed the name of the God's plan for happiness in 10 symbols, simple symbols. And I did kind of a stylized version of it. It's actually probably a little bit more pointed. It probably actually makes a little bit more sense given what it is. And a little more symbolic than the ASCII art version of it. But, well, and then I changed the name, and I struggled over the name a little bit, and finally settled on the one that I actually do like. It's good. And it's going to be called The Mariner's Log. And that has reference to a lot of interesting things, of course. The Christ figure is now a nautical reference. That harkens back to the fact that Eladius and Cassandra came to First Home from the sea, and the person who brought them across the sea to First Home was the Mariner. And those who have a connection with the Mariner, they have stayed close to the sea, at least to a degree. The opening passage, you actually have the Mariner's Log is actually, it's difficult to call it a symbol because it's not really just one symbol, but, and you don't want to call it a glyph because that kind of, it kind of indicates one thing on its own, and it's kind of a, if you were to call it a glyph, it would be a glyph composed of several different glyphs tied together. So, you know, I really haven't come down to a term for it, so I just decided to call it the log, because that's what it is. It's something of a map, a chart, a record of Christ, of the course he set before us. And, you know, because that's what the plan of salvation is. Christ is central to it, not just as a main player in it, but also because he is kind of our guide. He is the person who's went down that road before us, all the way back to God. So it fits in really well, I think. So that's why it's called the Mariner's Log. Christ is a mariner, and this is his log. This is the record he leaves behind to tell us how these things go. So, I'm getting tired. So that's kind of the newest and the latest word on the on what used to be God said. Excuse me. Certainly, alright. These guys are scaring me. On just, I'm sorry. I seem really distracted today, and I apologize for that. But that's really what's going on with Skeleton right now. We're making those changes. We've also flipped over to using some new technology. Finally got my little sub-notebook computer lined out. Didn't have to get any new equipment. Already had the stuff with me. Finally got it so that it would function with a computer. I pulled a computer together that could run InterServe. And this is the old, sorry, which is the old method of moving stuff between laptops and main computers. It existed at the very end of MS-DOS. It was one of the last refinements they made, was they stuck in this little piece of software. Kind of nice, but once you get it working, everything looks like its own little hard drive. Kind of a server client type thing. And that makes it really nice for transferring information back and forth between, between that computer and another one. Kind of eliminating the whole need of trying to get a piece of software that'll let you, use a disk drive, things like that. So I guess this thing has become a little purpose-based. I run Camus on it, the old Camus outliner, and that's where I'm keeping all this information for now. The one nice thing that's very nice is, of course, I've already got my thing of my version of WordStar. I can, once I get put on a WordStar, I can transfer it over to another form that's a little more modern and that people can deal with. Anyway, nice little setup we've got going. I'm actually waiting for, I ordered a whole bunch of the little, batteries for my battery backup so I'm not really using it because I need to preserve the present battery to allow, so that it can, so I can take out the backup batteries when I need to. And hopefully I'll put together a better system, and it should work good. I really apologize. I'm yawning, I'm having troubles, I'm going to have to let this thing go for now, and go ahead and record A Life Autistic. This is Jay Nemro. Let me make sure I got my pointer here. I'm sorry it's pretty slow, but at least it gets you updated on some things that are happening. This is Jay Nemro. Have a great day.